Mazel tov to Esther Gur and Yaakov and Lapshir and of their son today, Binyamin Shalom. Did the bris already. Have a lot of nachas. Okay, we are up to in the Hakdama for the Mesillas Yesharim. In my sefer, it's about two pages before the Hakdama, and it is the pasuk two pages before the end of that perek, and it's the pasuk which we said last week, but I'd like to just say the pasuk again. Vatel Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach. So that's where we're holding, and this pasuk is from Devarim, and it says, now, Yisroel, what does Hashem, your God, ask from you? There's five things here that the pasuk will bring out. Ki'im liyura es Hashem Elokecha, to fear Hashem, your God. Lelechas b'chol derachav, to walk in all of his ways. That's two. Uliyahava oso, and to love him. To serve Hashem with all of your heart and all of your soul. That's four. And five, lishmor es mitzvos Hashem v'yeshu kosav, and to guard or keep the mitzvos of Hashem and his laws. Those are the five things. Now the Ramchal says, kan kola. I'm sorry, for those who don't have the place, we're in the Hakdama about a page and a half before the Hakdama ends. All the books are different, so I can't really give you a page number. But it's about a page and a half before it ends, and there's a quotation from the Torah, from Sefer Devarim, that might tip you off a little more. Usually the quotations are in parentheses where they're highlighted a little bit. So I hope you'll be able to find it. So the Ramchal says, "Kan kolal kol chelke shleimus ha'avoda hanirtzeis lishmo yisbara." Here the Torah includes all the different facets of a complete of avoda Hashem, which is desirable for Hashem's name. Behem, and they are. Now he's going to list the five: Hayira, literally fear; Halicha b'derachav, walking in God's ways; Ha'ahava, love; Shleimus ha'lev, a complete heart; Ushmiras kol ha'mitzvot, and keeping all of the mitzvot. Those are the five. Now what the Ramchal is going to do, this will be our kind of starting to delve in to how the Ramchal is going to describe Avodas Hashem. Last week he taught us that people think they know what it is, but really don't. Now he's going to start to teach it. Hayira. Hiyiras ramamusa yisbarach. It is the fear of God's greatness. Sheyira milafanav kamo sheyira milifnei melech gadol v'nora. To fear Hashem like one would fear a great and powerful king. Now in English, I think a more appropriate word than yira for yira than fear would be awe. This is really more like awe. It's also known in our Sforim HaKadoshim as a higher fear, yira ila'a, yira elyona, v'yevosh migduleso al kol tenua shehuba lehisno'eya. Now this word never comes across well in English. It means literally to be embarrassed or to be ashamed of each movement that you make before Hashem. But that's not what it means. A person doesn't have to have a sense of shame and embarrassment before God. It's a feeling of that making sure that I'm acting correctly according to what Hashem wants me to do. It's a concern about that. Not an embarrassment, chas v'shalom, for who we are. Kol sheken bedabro lefana bitefila obas kol bitaresa. So certainly we have to be concerned about, is what we are doing right in God's eyes when we're davening or we're involved in his Torah? So what does he mean by that? If on a day-to-day basis, with just mundane things that we're doing, day-to-day things that we're doing, we have to be concerned, is this what God wants from me? And mindful of that. So if I'm entering into a holier realm of life, like davening or learning, even all the more so, I have to be concerned, am I doing this correct? Now, one might think that maybe it should be the reverse. So if I'm doing something holy, then I'm okay. But if I'm doing something that kind of ordinary, now I really have to watch myself. That's maybe what we would have thought. But the Ramchal says that's the other way around. Because it's more like a person, let's say, goes into a holy place, then they walk into a holier place, then a holier place, and we have to be more and more conscious as to how we're behaving the further we go in, like the Beis HaMikdash. So when a person went into the Beis HaMikdash, most people could only go so far. The Kohanim could go further. The Kohen Gadol could go all the way into the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, and the further you go into that very holy place, the more one has to make sure that they're in a pure state. If a Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh HaKodeshim and he's not fully prepared, he could die. He would die. So that's what Ramchal means. You have ordinary things, we got to be careful we're doing things correctly as best as we can, and certainly holy things when we're kind of going into a holy place. So I'd like to ask a question. The Ramchal here mentions the higher fear, Yira Elyona, awe. He does not mention what's known in Sforim as Yira Tachtona, a lower fear, also known as Yiras Chet, fear of sin, meaning fear of punishment. I'm afraid if I do something wrong, I'll get punished. Now, that fear has a place in Yiddishkeit because that means we're aware that our behavior has consequences, and if we do something wrong, we could receive an onish. There's definitely a place for that. It's not as high of a yira as being in God's presence, knowing I'm in Hashem's presence, being in awe of that, and therefore that kind of flows over me. I'm very careful with what I'm going to do now, but it does have a place. Why do you think the Ramchal doesn't mention it? Most Sforim mention it, and he even mentions it later, later on in the book. What do you think? Yeah, Devorah, please.
Maybe it goes along with what he was saying last week, that, actually it's the opposite.
Okay.
Because last week he said, don't think you know what these things mean.
Right.
So that would actually be an argument for even mentioning that era.
Right.
But I mean, I'm thinking, but that is, that's so clear. That's so obvious.
It's obvious. Right.
But actually,
that's what you're saying.
That's what he
right.
said last week.
Right. But maybe it's really, really obvious, right? That maybe it's so obvious it doesn't need to be stated, that lower fear. Okay, one possibility. Thank you, Devorah. Anybody else? Any other thoughts? Yeah, Esther, please.
It seems as though he is emphasizing the need to serve Hashem with love,
mm-hmm.
and with your full heart and soul. And if you are serving Hashem solely through fear of punishment, that is that's not a high enough level.
Okay.
It freezes a lot of that love okay. that your heart and soul can give over to Hashem.
Okay.
And so that sort of love acknowledges awe. I mean,
okay.
it's all
right.
a piece.
Right. So maybe that would paralyze in a certain way that love he's talking about. Okay, thank you, Esther. Anybody else? Any thoughts on why he left that out here? Or I shouldn't say left that out, why he intentionally didn't write that. Well, perhaps also he's talking about the goal. You know, that a lower fear is appropriate, but the goal is ultimately the higher fear. Okay, this is the point of Iyun. All right, I'm trying to think about it. Rampal doesn't mention that here. Okay, secondly, he says, is Hahalicha Bidurachav, to walk in Hashem's ways. So what does that include? A lot. Kolel, Kol Inyan, Yosher Hamidos Vitikunam. This includes the entire topic of having upright and proper midos and rectifying them, correcting our character traits. Tikkun hamidos. V'huma sha'amru, shebe'aru zichronam livracha. As the Chachamim said, mahu rachum af ata rachum. Just as Hashem is compassionate, so shall you be compassionate. Just as Hashem is gracious, so shall you be gracious. Uklal kol zeh sheyinhang ha'adam kol midosav v'chol minei pa'ulosav. And in general, what this means is that a person should conduct themselves in terms of all their actions al pi ha'yosher v'hamusr, according to that which is upright and that which is proper in one's character. V'kololu chachameinu zal kol shehi tiferes lo'oseha v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. The Chachamim included this in their Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Perek Beis. And there the Perek begins with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi asking a question, and he says, Ezohi derech yeshara sheyavar lo ha'adam. What is the straight path that a person should choose? And he answers his own question, and he says this statement, which is a Mishnah. It's beautiful for the one who does it, and other people regard that person in a beautiful fashion as well. It's beautiful for him, and others look at it in a favorable and beautiful way. Dehainu, and what does that mean? Kol haholech el tachli sahatova ha'amitis. Anything that promotes or leads to the ultimate giving of good that Hashem wants to accomplish in the world. Dehainu, on a practical level, shetoladita chizuk haTorah, it would bring on its heels strengthening of Torah, v'tikun achva hamedinos, and a feeling of well-being amongst people. So midos tovos he's talking about. V'halachta bidurachav, that's the second part of the pasuk, what we often refer to in our language as tikkun hamidos, to rectify one's character trait. Number three, ha'ahava, love of Hashem. Now, you know, ahava, like yura, is such a broad emotion. So we're going to see here how the Ramchal defines it. What does it mean that we have to have Avas Hashem? So maybe one would think, well, it's a feeling in my heart, in the depth of my heart. Let's see how he describes it. Ha'ava, sheyihya nikba b'lev ha'adam ahavas elav yisborah. That a person should establish, build, develop a love in their heart for Hashem, ad shetis orer nafsho la'asos nachas ruach lefanav, to the point that a person is motivated to do that which is pleasing for God. So think about a person who we love. We would like very much to bring pleasure to that person. So Ramchal is saying, it's not just the love in the heart. That's something we're trying to achieve, is the love in our heart for God. But it's meant to be ma'orer, to bring about in us and actions that will cause Hashem, bring Hashem, kiviyochol, pleasure. Trying to do that which God wants, nachas ruach, for Hashem. My brings an example. Kamo shalivo mis orer la'asos nachas ruach la'aviv u'le'imo. Just as a person may be awakened in their heart, motivated to do that which brings nachas ruach for their father or for their mother. You're thinking about, what can I do to please them? So it's not responding, doing what they want you to do upon instruction. That, of course, is important, but this goes much deeper than that. this is a person taking the initiative to try and figure out, what would Hashem want? What does God want from me? Just as he'd say, what can I do for my father? What can I do for my mother? What can I do for my children? What can I do for these people who are my good friends? That's coming from you. It's not coming from them. So that's what the Ramchal calls ahava. V'yitz to'er. And additionally, a person who loves Hashem will be pained. Im chaser zeh mitzido, if it's lacking from them, ome acherim, or from others, v'yikanei al zeh, and be zealous of this, v'yismach simcha rabba ba'asoso dovor mizeh, and be very happy when he or another person does something to serve Hashem. So let's take a look at our, you know, competitive world. Like, oh no, maybe he's getting ahead of me in his firmkeit, right? Maybe she's getting ahead of me in her midah, so she's a bigger Baal HaSchesed than I am. Like, uh-oh. So that's a competitive frame of mind. The Ramchal is saying, that's wonderful. Like, another person did something to serve Hashem? Fantastic. I'm so glad that Hashem is being served by another human being. That's great. I want to tell you a story, a little bit similar. So many, many years ago, when we first moved to Baltimore and we were establishing our Kehillah Tiferes Yisrael, so it was told to me that somebody went over to Rabbi Heinemann and said to Rabbi Heinemann, how do you feel about having another shul established right across the street from you? So this is what he answered. He said, if you're fighting a war and you're in the army and you're driving a tank and you see the enemy in front of you, then all of a sudden you see another tank appear over here and you look at it and you see he's on my side. How do you feel? You feel really good that he's on your team, fighting the enemy along with you. He said, that's how I feel about having a shul across the street from me. What a beautiful midah tova appreciation. That we're all on the same team. So how wonderful that is. That's what the Ramchal is saying here. That it's not about who's doing it better. It's that we're all doing the best that we can and appreciating what I can do, appreciating what somebody else can do. So I like to pose the following question. Now, there are so many different ways that a person could try to picture or experience the emotion of ahava, of love, in this case, love for Hashem. The Ramchal goes with, intentionally, everything he does is very, very intentional, to be at the point where we want to bring pleasure to Hashem. So I'd like to ask you this question, hear your thoughts on it. What do you think that would do for people, for all of us, if we really thought that way? What kind of atmosphere would that promote? Bein Adam l'chaveiro, bein Adam l'makom. If people collectively had this frame of mind that he's describing here, what would that do for us and for our society in your opinion? Elka, please.
I think that it would seem like everybody would be trying to make Kiddush Hashem, which is a mitzvah in and of itself. And so each different thing that we do would be building on that.
Mm-hmm. And so right. Okay. Collective Kiddush Hashem, momentum Kiddush Hashem. Thank you. Thank you, Elka. Anybody else? What kind of society would it look like if we were doing this, you know, as a group of people? Esther, please.
There would be the mitzvahs, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, would be in full swing, mm-hmm. and the machlokas would fade away. in time. There may come up, but they'd be mediated, that it would be close to what many of us probably hope happens during most Mashiach. We're behaving in a way to make him happy by truly loving every other mm-hmm. yid mm-hmm. and making a Kiddush Hashem for the rest of the world mm-hmm. to see, but recognizing that all of that has to do with pleasing him.
Right. Thank you. I think sometimes, you know, our conception of Ahava is very much in myself. And what the Ramchal does here is, by describing Ahava in this way, we can have an appreciation for it of across the whole Kol Yisrael, and in addition to what it would be inside of ourselves. It really involves everybody, because we're all proud of each other in this context, not trying to knock somebody off. Little question. Are you warm in here tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone's warm? Okay. So everybody's got their coat on, because last week it was cold. So I asked Lenny to knock up the heater 2 degrees, so he did. But now maybe it's warm, so I'm trying to get the right thing. So some people have their coats on, and some people look very warm to me. Should I knock it down 1 degree? No? No? Okay, all right. I will leave it like this. Let's do this. Okay. Want to tug that string two times? Just pull that twice. That'll just get a little. Yeah, just pull it twice. You'll be good. Thank you. Okay. Ravison, do you have a comment before that?
No, I don't know how it would look, but I think it would feel good.
You don't know how to live, but it would feel good, right? It probably really would feel very good to live in a society like that. And in a certain way, it's Mashiachic, like Esther was saying, like the Ramchal is going to say later in the book, that without kina, like without jealousy, what would people be like? Because Malachim don't have jealousy. That's the world of angels. That's what we will be like when Mashiach comes. In the meantime, we're dealing with all this kina and competition. But it's a little peek, you know, at what could possibly occur if we lift ourselves up in our love for Hashem. Thank you. Esther, is that hand up?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robinson, please.
I mean, is he saying that? Does he suggest that this is possible for us?
Yeah, most definitely. Because this is what the Torah is saying. It's saying Ula Ahava Oso, to love Hashem. And the Ramchal describes that as trying to bring Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it means it's possible. It can't be perfect until Mashiach comes, but we can definitely make big improvements. Yeah, for sure. Esther, you had a comment, please?
Yeah. I was just saying, it does sound like the Ethiopian society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just the fact that there's so much to know of what Hashem wants. It's not what I think Hashem wants. There's like a clear halachic layout of how to make Hashem happy. And a lot of that is not like, there's a lot to know about how to make Hashem happy.
Yes.
And I do think it would feel really good, because you don't have to wonder, is this person going to do this? Is it like, it's just liberating. You can be more yourself, because you know that the other person's happy for you, and we all want to do the right thing. And we all do. But then there's just the emotional and the physical and the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That gets in the way. Gets in the way, right.
So how do...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, later in the book, we're going to get some more practical, you know, etzos. This is the general map he's putting forth to us. Another example of it, what you are referring to, when Moshe Rabbeinu is chosen by Hashem to be the leader of the Jewish people, to take us out of Mitzrayim. So his brother, Aaron, comes to greet him. The Torah says that he has simcha belibo, that Aaron is overjoyed that Moshe Rabbeinu has been chosen to be the one to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Aaron's the older brother. That's already hard to overcome. And he's a Navi in his own right, and a great person in his own right. Moshe Rabbeinu is chosen. We don't see any kina at all in Arnokoin. What a great person he had to have been, that he was glad in his heart. Not just, I respect the fact that you were chosen. I appreciate the fact that you were chosen. No, he was glad that Moshe was chosen. So that's this Mida as well, another demonstration of it. Yes, please, Shana.
Situations where the other person is very difficult to get along with, or they wrong us in some way, like, and if we are thinking about it in the way of just like, well, I want to please Hashem, then it can help us to like overlook it. And I think you can make a comparison, like, let's say with two, like, because we're talking about like our parents, like if two siblings are one of them upsets the other one or whatever, like if you could think like, well, like it's gonna hurt my parents if like we're not getting along, and then you could push yourself to overlook it because of your love for your parents that you want to please them.
That would truly be a utopian world, right? You know, like that would be really something if our kids were thinking like that, and if us kids were thinking like that. Thank you, Shana Shkala. Yes, Deborah, please.
I'm wondering if the goal, if the goal is to have, you know, to think this way, but it's natural for people to have, you know, jealousy or competition,
right,
or whatever,
right,
and then, you know, I think he's saying, you know, and, you know, but you have to think about it in terms of what does Hashem want, and then you kind of process it and figure out. So I'm wondering if he's gonna say that people are able to just like not have any jealousy.
No, he's not gonna say that.
So, right?
No, he's gonna talk about having it, and then what to do in order to try and remedy and rise above it. We won't reach in any of the midos that the Ramchal talks about a statement like, okay, become this. You know? It's more so, this is a mida, this is how we try and earn it, this is how we could lose it, this is how we protect ourselves from that, that kind of teaching. Did Roger have your hand up before?
It's very similar to what Shane was saying.
And isn't that what we all want?
And it's helpful, though, to have that image.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what we'd do without it, because, like Emma said, it's very natural to be competitive or compare ourselves and stuff like that. So it's nice to have something that can actually take the edge off. That's pretty miserable.
Shkala, thank you. Okay, let's see the next one. Okay, so that's three. The fourth one is Shleimus Halev, wholeness of heart. Who, and what does that mean? Shetihiya ha'avoda lefana v'yisborach b'tohar ha'kavona. That our avodas Hashem should be with pure intentions. Dehainu l'tachlis avodaso bilvad, for the purpose of serving God alone, v'lo l'shum p'niya acheres, and not for any other ulterior motive, like honor. V'nichlal b'zeh sheyihiyeh sholem ba'avoda, and included in this, in a person's being sholem, complete and whole in their avoda, is to be full, v'lo k'poseach al shtei ha'se'ipin, not walking on two branches simultaneously. It's what Eliyahu HaNavi said to the Jewish people. You want Hashem, or do you want idols? Make up your mind. You're walking on two paths at the same time. You got one foot here, and you got one foot there. One foot with Hashem, one foot with Avodah Zarah. So yeah, they may be serving Hashem sometimes, but it's not whole. So that's one thing we have to be careful of. O ka'osa mitzvahs anashim melumada, or another one is to do things by rote. That's an expression, mitzvahs anashim melumada, to do things mechanically. Ramchal is calling that's not full-hearted, because really, our heart's not in it at all. We're doing it by rote. Ela sheyihi yakol libo nasun lazeh, but put in your heart all the way. Now once again, the Ramchal here in this part is talking about goals, where the Torah would like us to reach, getting to those goals, which will be what's happening in our Sefer, is what we're going to delve into over the weeks. These are the goals. So what's one of the goals? Trying to have a pure heart in our service of Hashem and trying to deal with ulterior motives and rising above them, sorting them out. And the fifth one, Shemiras Kol HaMitzvos, keeping all of the mitzvos. Oh, that's easy, right? Okay. Shemiras Kol HaMitzvos, the Ramchal says, K'mashma'o, just like it sounds. No drasha here. You gotta do the mitzvos. Dehainu, Shemiras Kol HaMitzvos Kula, to keep the mitzvos, all of them. B'chol Dikdukein, in all of their particulars, Usano Ehen, and all of their conditions. So follow halacha. Those are the five. Those are the five topics that the pasuk in Devarim brings out. Yira, halicha bidurachav, ahava, shleimus halev, shmiras hamitzvos. Now that the Ramchal has enumerated them, he'll say, v'hine, kol eila klolim tzrichim perush gadol. All of these rules need an extensive explanation. So back to your point, Deborah, the Ramchal says it right here. We really have to talk about this. U'matzasi l'chachameinu zichronam livracha shekolulu hachalokim o'ele. And I have found that our chachamim have included all of these facets. V'seder v'chiluk achir, in a different structure of topics, Yoser Prati Umesudor, more specific and laid out, Lefi HaHadraga HaMitz Tareches Bohem, according to the gradual process necessary, Liknos Osam Al Nachon, to acquire them well. So the five are stated in the Torah, and the Ramchal is saying now that in the Gemara, which he's going to quote in a minute, there is a more specific charted out path, a ladder, you could say, of development of these and their particulars. V'humasha amru b'braisa, it's brought down in a braisa, that means it's a topic brought down in the Gemara from something very similar to Mishnah. Huva'u b'makomo shonim b'shas, it's brought down in a few different places in the Gemara. V'echad mehem b'perek lifnei edehen, he brings one source in perekal lifnei edehen, which is in Masechta Avodah Zorah. Zeh Lishona, now he quotes it. Mikan Omar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. The Gemara says that from here, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, one of our great chachamim, he was a Tana, a Mishnaic personality, one of our great chachamim. He's buried in Sfat. If you go down the hill in Sfat, where all the great tzaddikim are buried, the Arizal and the Beis Yosef, and the Ashuch, all those great people, if you go all the way down to the bottom of the hill there, there's a large circle, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, from the time of the Mishnah, is buried there. So what does he say? Torah mevia lidei zehirus. Torah brings one to zehirus. We're just going to translate the words literally because the words are concepts, and we're going to see the concepts. So zehirus, carefulness. Zehirus mevia lidei zerizus. Zehirus brings one to alacrity, motivation. Zerizus mevia lidei nikius. Zerizus brings one to nikius. That's cleanliness, but it doesn't mean hygiene in this context. It means also like purity of behavior, purity of thought. Nikius mevia lidei precious. Nikius brings to Parishus, which is separating from that which is forbidden. Parishus mevia lidei tahara. Parishus brings to purity. Tahara mevia lidei chasidus. Tahara brings to piety, chasidus. Chasidus mevia lidei anava. Piety brings to humility. Anava mevia lidei yirasche. Humility brings one to fear of sin. This is not the lower fear, by the way. It's a different kind of Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet mevia lidei Kedusha. That brings us to holiness. Kedusha mevia lidei Ruach HaKodesh. Holiness brings us to Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh mevia lidei Techiyas HaMesim. That brings us to Techiyas HaMesim, bringing the dead back to life. Okay, so now we know all the steps. Let's just climb up the ladder and take care of this. A lot easier said than done, but that's what the Ramchal means, that they are stated in the Gemara in a more specific way. And it's this Seder that the Ramchal just quoted from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, that the book Mesilas Yesharim is structured around. It's going to talk about each and every one of these steps, each and every one of these midos in particular. The whole Sefer is based on that brisa from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. V'hine, al pi ha-brisa hazos hiskamti l'chaber tiburi zeh. According to this brisa, I have concluded, I have agreed internally to write this composition. L'lameid la'atzmi, to teach myself, u'lahazkir la'acherim, and to remind others, t'no'i ha'avodo ha'shlema l'madrego sam, all the various conditions of avoda in a complete way. Now, wasn't that a beautiful sentence? To teach myself and to remind others. I think that a lot of people would reverse that. teach myself and remind others. Just you can see, like, the just as peaks out the quality, the greatness of the person, the humility of the person. I will explain in each one its parts, its specifics. Now, here's the mahalach of the book. Number one, haderech liknos oso. How do you acquire this mida? That's always going to be his first step. Okay, here's the mida, zehirus. How do you acquire it? Number two. Umahem mafsidav. What could damage the mida? What could harm it? He wants us to be aware. Three. Vahaderech lishamer mehem. How to be careful of those things which will damage the mida. So the mida, how to acquire it, what could ruin it, and how to stay away from those things that can ruin it. That's the mahalach of the whole sefer. Ki akravo ani v'chol mi sheyimsa bo nachas. Says, when I learn this book, and anybody else who will find benefit or pleasure in this book, l'ma'an nilmad li'ra es Hashem Elokeinu, to learn how to fear God, and not to forget our obligations before him. Va'asher, now he's going to say something he hasn't said yet. Chumrius hateva, the very nature of our physical being, mishtadel lohasir milibenu, causes us to lose this from our hearts. Hakriya vahahistaklu. So therefore, by reading the book and by being aware of what we're saying, ya'ale azichronenu, we can constantly remind ourselves, v'yirenu, and awaken ourselves, el hamitzuva elenu, on those things which we are commanded. So in other words, a person learns it, and they learn it, but because we're physical people with all those conflicts, as was mentioned before, we're going to forget. And we're going to forget, and we're going to lose it, we're going to get distracted. So constant repetition over what's written here. V'Hashem yihya b'chisleinu. May Hashem be with us in our foolishness, meaning to watch over us. V'yishmor ragleinu milochad, and to guard our feet from being entrapped. V'tizkayim banu b'akoshas ha-mishorer ha-ahuv le'lokav. Beautiful description of David HaMelech. May it be fulfilled in us the request of the beloved singer to Hashem. David HaMelech, the beloved singer to Hashem. And what does David say? David HaMelech, Harini Hashem Darkecha, Hashem, please show me your path. Ahalech ba'amitach, let me guide, let me walk in your truth. Yached levavi leyira shemecha, and make my heart very specifically in love with your name. Amen, ken yehi ratzon, ken yehi ratzon. So that's the end of the Hakdama from the Tzilas Hasharim. Next week we'll see the beginning of the next paragraph. And I'd like to ask a question before we get to our halachic part. So the Ramchal says here that just because we're people, we're physical human beings, that physicality itself and being that kind of a creation causes us to lose what we have gained, what we have earned, unless we're constantly going through it and learning it. So are we supposed to try and avoid being physical creations? Like, what's the Ramchal trying to say here? Like, could we be anything different than that? What's he bringing out for us to be aware of? What do you think? What's the important, the very strong importance that he places on this? Shalamis, please.
I'm very aware that we are physical beings. Mm-hmm. That's how we do this. Mm-hmm. That's how we earn a whole lot, mm-hmm. our physical selves. Mm-hmm. So thinking about how to train, restrain, and guard our behaviors in this world.
Okay, great. It's a real, acceptance of who we are. Right? The Ramchal is not saying here, just rise above your physicality. Right? It's a true acceptance of who we are as people. And because of that, we're just likely to forget or to be distracted or to do things even worse. We have to accept our nature and not assume that we're greater than our nature. And once we really accept who we are and what our chesronos are, now we can really work on ourselves. But if we're living in some kind of dream with some kind of illusions of grandeur that we're greater than who we are, we can't really get started on our avoda. We don't have an accurate assessment of ourselves. To bring that straightforward, this is who we are, and if we don't stay on top of this, we know what's going to happen. We're only physical people. Rebison, please.
It sounds like what you're saying, that usually we would feel like we have to fight ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like you have to rise from yourself.
Rise. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You don't always have to fight yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's how we feel like we always have to fight ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're tired before we even start.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this is just a different bit. Okay, so this is how we are, so then this is what we need to do.
To elevate ourselves. Excellent. A little Mr. Haskell from our computer at home this week. Not quite on this topic, but very similar. So one day in the middle of doing stuff, so the Rebbetzin's computer just like shuts down. And it says like, please wait. And you got that circle, circle, circle. Wait, we're waiting. Please wait. So after a little bit of time, we realize that this is, something's wrong here. So the Rebbetzin calls the computer person. He says, take a picture of the screen. She takes a picture of the screen, sends it to him. He sees the picture. He says, don't do anything. It's fixing itself. I said, wow, what an interesting comment. There's a Musar lesson in there, right? So sometimes the lesson is, don't mess it up. Just be still, and it will take care of itself. Just don't do anything, it will take care of itself. Now, the Ramchal is saying here to us, it's not going to take care of itself. We have work to do because we're physical beings and we can't just sit back and it will take care of itself. He's saying really just the opposite of that. But the Musar lesson that I took from that is that sometimes we interfere unnecessarily. Don't interfere, it will fix itself. And sometimes there's a place for that, you know, in life. Just let it take care of itself. Don't meddle.